This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Taking you home, learning more about your home, your body. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, cardiologist, one of the top cardiologists in the country. I'm so happy to have him here to add energy and discussion to a lot of the major health news stories of the week. Plus your questions that you can send along to me, Doug@DougSteffen.com. If you'd like to, astonishing information this week. Dr. Ken keeps on top of things. Brought to you by the folks who want to keep your blood pressure at 113 over 70. I read that, Ken. Is that really the best? Because mine is, 110 over 68 and 114 over 70, 115 over 72, that kind of thing. Is that really the ideal blood pressure? You've been taking people's blood pressure for a long time.
Well, I would think the ideal would be somewhere between 110 to 120. But as you get older, and actually it depends a lot, individualized, you know, the latest thing in medicine is personalized medicine.
Yep.
As you get over 65, and if you have no risk factors for, there is a subgroup, if you have no risk factors for heart disease, we actually accept, there's a study showing 150 is okay, but
150
for
150.
If you're over 65 and you have really no risk factors for heart disease, that's not very many people. But I'm just trying to be complete. But ideally, you'd like to be at 120.
Yeah. So what do you think now, given my age and my experience? I always like to use myself as a guinea pig. Use me as an example. You can tell people anything about what you know regarding what you've learned about me in the various studies that you've done over the years. The idea of having a healthy diet, I've decided, as I've been doing some study on this, I'm getting into a even more vigorous exercise program, and the figuring that I'm about 12 or 14 pounds overweight.
Ooh.
And I've been there for the past 4 or 5 years. I'd lose it, get it back again, but it's been harder as I've gotten older to lose it and keep it off.
Now, well, let me help you with that. As I have, as you know, about 2 years ago, took off 40 pounds and have kept it off.
Yeah.
And this is an area that you actually sparkle for me, because this is something I'm very interested in. I've researched this. I've done it myself. And I think I understand this area, having gone through all this. And for what you're doing, you need to, what would be, let's use you as the guinea pig.
Yeah, that's right.
What weight would you like to be at?
I'd like to be between 170 and
give me an exact number. 170?
171. Yeah, 171.
All right, let's make 170, make it simple numbers.
Yeah.
And the way you do this, let's do a Mayo Clinic dietary consultation. And this is what you would hear from a dietitian at the Mayo Clinic. And for a guy, you first figure out what the ideal body weight is. You can do that from the body mass index charts or the weight charts, whatever work.
Your chart would, by the way, say my ideal weight is 164 to 166. But I'm a little more muscular,
okay,
although sometimes muscle, it does weigh
it's
more.
It's heavier, it definitely. You know, that's where the BMI often falls apart with very muscular people. So let's hit 170. Now, you being a male, you then multiply that ideal target
170
times 10 to 12. For a woman, it's times 8 to 10.
Let's
do the math.
All right, 1,700. That's how many calories I should have a day.
Wait, 1,700 on the low end, but
yeah,
times 12 is add another
times 12, you add
340.
More, so, yeah, you'd have like 2,050 or in there.
Okay, so 2,050. 1,700 to 2,050. And that's your daily intake of calories, depending on how active you are. So
yeah,
on the days when you're doing no exercise, it's on the lower end. On the days where you have your good workout, it's on the higher end. And that will get you down. You'll lose about a pound to two a week, and it will get you down to your target. Women, if you want to get to your ideal body weight, you multiply it by 8 to 10. You know, everything's harder for women, and it's times 10 on your workout day.
How
times
do you know? I mean, seriously, how do you get to know what the caloric value is of what you're eating? I mean, come on, you know,
I count all day, every day. There's so many.
How do you do it? How do you know what that spinach has for calories really in it, and how much there is in that fish that you're eating?
Because everything's labeled, and if it's not, there's apps everywhere to figure it out. Search your apps for calorie charts, and they even now have restaurants on these apps.
That's right. Yeah,
that will tell you everything you eat everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no excuses anymore if you know how to use a smartphone.
If you're smart enough to use a smartphone,
and everything you buy at the grocery store is labeled, and maybe you're not getting things at the grocery store, but
I try and eat out less when I'm by myself, which is most of the time, at least in the wintertime.
Look at the apps that count calories, and you'll see and you'll get a feel for where you are, and you can make a fairly good estimate. I've been counting for 2 years every day, Doug.
Yeah, I know you have, and it shows.
Exactly. So I count calories, I count protein, and I try to avoid saturated fat, and I try to avoid the simple carbohydrates. And the other thing that I have realized that's so important for people at middle age and higher to get down to ideal body weight and stay there and to get rid of the fat and to convert it to muscle is to watch your glucose, your sugar intake.
Yeah, look at me.
Oh, yes, and I bet that for you, that's where the big problem is.
It is. I know that. Absolutely is. So I try to put it aside and not eat the cookie and stay away from. One of the things that I just found out, though, that I am interested in your thoughts, you talk about eating nuts. You go through your spiel of five or six things you got to do in order to maintain a healthy body, healthy lifestyle. One of them is nuts. I read something over the weekend that suggested that peanuts and cashews, which are my favorite, and I mix them together, are really not good for you for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is that they're the kind of nut that has like the outer skin of a tomato and peppers and things that have skins on them, nightshades, that are not good for you. The only really good nuts are almonds and pistachios, that kind of stuff.
Walnuts also.
Walnuts are good.
But let me say, I don't eat nuts very often because they're one of my trigger foods and I can't just stop.
I eat a lot of cashews.
But if you want, you know, part of the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, beans, seeds, and nuts, fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts is nuts. But it has to be just a handful of raw nuts each day.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, avoiding the oils, the salts. And I think that, you know, there are even more healthier nuts, but I think most of the nuts are pretty good, and the almonds especially are good.
I'll have a handful, like in the morning when I'm on the air, if I'm in a hurry and I haven't had enough to eat to get back on the air, I'll grab a handful of nuts and eat them, and that might happen two or three times during the course of
the day. And they're raw nuts?
During the course of the day. I mix the raw ones with the baked ones and the salt with some and some.
Yeah, but see, that's not, you're off, you're defeating the whole purpose.
I understand. Yeah, I get that.
You know that. So you're not doing that for your health.
No, I'm doing it because it tastes good and it keeps me going.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah. No, I know that. So I've got to change that. So I've bought almonds and I don't much like pistachios. I think salted almonds are okay. And they're usually,
again, that's not for your health.
Well, but it's not oil. They're not oily. You got a little salt on them to give them some taste. But I've got to stop sticking my hand in the cookie jar and in the nut jar
and
every time I'm hungry.
Correct. And it's amazing how much of our food has high sugar content in it. You know, I was eating one of these so-called healthy cereals that, you know, from natural blah, 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 blah.
Right, yeah.
And if you look on it, there's just a lot of glucose in there.
Again. How about oatmeal isn't bad, though?
Oatmeal's great.
Yeah,
oatmeal. Oat bran, oatmeal, that's whole grains are good. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products are excellent. Fish is fantastic. I know you're not a big chicken lover, but... Chicken breast.
Good for you. Yep. All right. There's the secret to longevity from Dr. Ken. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program called Good Day Health. Cardiovascular issues are what we specialize in here because Ken Kronhaus is a fabulous cardiovascular expert. And thus, we have a, we found a home with the folks that make Super Beats. This is something to support your overall heart health. Drink a glass of Super Beats every day, superfood powder, mix it with water, put it in a smoothie. And Ken's going to explain why dietary nitrates that are found in these beets are so important to the circulation, blood pressure levels, all that good stuff.
Thanks, Doug. Nitric oxide, a gas discovered in 1988, the Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded for it in 1998. We all need it. It's as important to us as oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body. And what it does is, as the red blood cell carrying the oxygen from head to toe needs to get through your 60,000 miles of circulation, it needs to get in. And it's like a garage door opener. It first sprays the blood vessel, the artery, the pipe which takes the blood away from the heart. First sprays those blood vessels with nitric oxide, then blood vessels relax, open up, the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen. And your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide or it doesn't function properly. The blood pressure gets up. It's also used as a signaling molecule from head to toe, and the body just doesn't function well, and you don't feel well. So you need the building blocks of nitric oxide continuously in the body to make nitric oxide, and that's where the Super Beats comes in. Our friends from Neogenis, they make two products, Neo 40, which helps get the maintenance tank of nitric oxide up after you check your saliva with their saliva strips, and also Super Beats, it helps give you a boost of nitric oxide instead of those high caffeinated beverages when you get a little sluggish around 2 in the afternoon.
800-655-4183.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Feel wonderful by getting a clean bill of health from a good doctor or a clean bill of health from your accountant when he does your taxes. One way or the other, you'll feel good. The idea is to get you to feel well, to feel better. Imagine what your world is like if you have a perfect body or things are working well for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to make you 8 times healthier than the average bear. You can go visit him, by the way. I extol his value in virtue all the time, and have taken a number of my friends there to see him as well. Dr. Ken's office is in Mount Dora, Florida, which is right up the beeline from the coast to Space Center, et cetera, et cetera. There's also a little, there's a park, a recreational park in that vicinity that a number of people go to visit from time to time. So if you would like to take advantage, maybe you're going down to see the mouse or go to the Space Center, call Ken's office and spend some time there. 352-735-1400. Yes, there are lots of rodents in Central Florida. Ken is not one of them. 352-735-1400 for his office, one of the top cardiologists in the country. He just has a great thing when it comes to being able to spend critical time with you at times when you need it most in your life. He's the guy, so check that out. All right, so I'm loath to get away from all of this stuff. We're talking about the right cardio health, and so maybe we go to a couple of more of these stories from this week that are important, Ken, that you've researched from the medical journals. This comes from Colorado, no surprise, because that's where there's a heavy rise in the use of marijuana because it's legal there. One wonders whether this is going to follow the legalization of marijuana around the country, these sort of stories. Vomiting with heavy pot smokers. What's the story on that?
Exactly. This story seems to follow wherever the marijuana is legalized, and you talk to an emergency room doctor in any one of these states, and they are all seeing this. This is a growing number of heavy marijuana users around the world are getting a rare illness that causes Doug vomiting and abdominal pain. Cases of cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, say that 3 times quickly, yeah, also known as cyclical vomiting syndrome, are on the rise in states that have legal marijuana. Heavy users of marijuana, Doug, they have bouts of vomiting and abdominal pain that repeat every few weeks or months and last for years. Quitting makes the symptoms go away, and for some reason, patients find relief from the symptoms with, guess what, a hot shower or a bath.
Really?
Yes.
That's very, very interesting. That's very interesting. All right, let's see here. Fitness craze, the discussion of fitness, which becomes part of this program every week because of what Ken and I are doing, using it as an example, perhaps a way of inspiring you to go down that fitness road. Here's a report from the Mayo Clinic about how you're impacted when you go from low to intermediate fitness classes, exercise routines. What is the low to intermediate of what?
Well, we're talking now about your fitness level. You know, how long doctors measure this, cardiologists measure this by how long you can walk on a treadmill. And the reported in Mayo Clinic proceedings this month, Doug, we learned that improving cardiovascular fitness over time, and they did it by measuring how long you walked on the treadmill at the cardiologist's office, this may prolong life. Patients who started with low fitness levels but were able to improve to intermediate or high fitness levels reduced their risk of death during the study by roughly a whopping 40%. So to improve our fitness, we need to increase the current level or amount of our physical activity. And if you do this, just talk to the doctor before you get into an exercise program or significantly increase it, because I can't afford to lose a single listener.
It's up in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
The best pillow ever is closer than you think. Once again, thecompanystore.com brings you the best sleep ever. Now with the LaCrosse Pillow. Handcrafted in Wisconsin with a lifetime guarantee, our patented hypoallergenic loft air filling and dual core structure gives your head the perfect balance of softness and support. Buy now and get two LaCrosse Pillows for just $89. The LaCrosse Pillow from thecompanystore.com. The experts in comfort for over 100 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
The hour as we continue on this week's adventure into your health. It's the Good Day Health program. This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus lends us his expertise when it comes to studying what's going on in the world of medicine, conventional medicine, the medical journals, etc. He's got the experience at his Lake Cardiology, a clinic he runs in Florida, with a focus on heart disease and circulatory problems, and thus his expertise as it's led to talking about Super Beats. That's why Super Beats presents this hour with Dr. Ken. And you can get the free 30-day supply along with your 3-month first order. Don't forget, 800-655-4183 is your connection line to them. 800-655-4183. It makes nothing but sense to be on that program. Let's go back a little bit, backtracking to the discussion about this not just the stem cell trial and stem cell research, something that will be amazingly positive and helpful to us, I think, as we go down the pike, but there's still a lot of experiments going on. I was talking to a doctor. I actually had my annual eye exam a week or so ago, Ken, and I have pretty much the same thing going on as somebody who's getting older. There's a little bit of cloudiness developing in my eyes. And so that has caused me to have to wear glasses. I don't like to wear the glasses. So the suggestion was made that I go see a specialist, and I did. And he, I don't think I told you this off the air. I don't think I've talked about it at all on the air. Carrie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I have. So in essence, what he told me to do, or what was necessary, if I want to eliminate the glasses and have my lenses clear for the rest of my life, there's something that they do that basically removes the cornea and the cloudiness, and they put in a new lens into your eyes, into your eyeballs, that will allow you to see distance and up close, and it's a fairly new procedure. And I wonder always whether to get involved in new procedures till they're tested.
And what should your immediate reaction be when you get a recommendation like that?
I get a second opinion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Exactly.
There's another guy next
exactly.
week.
And that's, I think, that was why I wanted to bring back what Doug, you asked me about this stem cell procedure that was given to these patients who have macular degeneration.
Right.
And I just want to point out that after these procedures were done at an independent clinic, they were then seen later at the University of Miami, and it's the University of Miami ophthalmologist, and that's an outstanding center for ophthalmology, then reported these cases in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. And the key from a study like this is that if you're getting treatment that is not conventional treatment, you need to make sure that you're very careful about who's giving it to you, where the center is that's giving it to you, and who's supervising this so that you don't end up like these unfortunate patients who lost their vision from this treatment. And had these patients looked into more into the clinic that was offering the treatment and then tried to figure out who was supervising these procedures and who gave the authority to allow these doctors to do these cutting edge procedures and what kind of track record they had doing this, I think this could have been avoided. And I just think that when doctors do things that are not conventional, they're not approved, we need to push knowledge ahead, but it needs to be done in well-supervised research protocols. And Doug, this I think is where there's a role for the FDA to be the umpire, the supervisor, to make sure that it's done as reputably as possible. And but again, even with all these safeguards, there are still going to be unintended consequences. And when you're involved in research, you have to realize that sometimes you can have some unexpected consequences of whatever you're in. And that's why people who participate in research, this should be in these kinds of studies where there's potential for serious adverse effects, and you need to make sure you ask all the questions and have it well explained and well understood what the potential consequences are, that hopefully this is a last resort. And also you've asked some other physicians outside of the study their opinions about whether this new procedure is worth the risk of having it done.
Right. All right. And that goes for anything, not just, I mean, here's a study, another study out this week about this genetic test, which could, according to the people doing the research, predict at what age a person might have Alzheimer's or develop Alzheimer's, what the risk factors would be. This is something being developed at UCLA, but you think it needs a lot more testing before it becomes available for general, is it general information, general use? How will this information be used? Is it a predictor for Alzheimer's and therefore you can get yourself onto a program that could keep you from getting it? Is that what the bottom line is here?
Well, I think in the future, Doug, using what we know about one's genes and personalizing treatments, personalizing prognosis is the future of medicine. And but we're just at the beginning of this. You know, 30, 40, 50 years from now, the doctors are going to be saying, how did they ever do it back then without all this genetic information? And, you know, just like today we talk about how did the doctors 50 years ago, 100 years ago, do without all of the great technology we have now. And but that's the future. We're just at the beginning. And, yes, there's a report today that's getting a lot of attention in the press about a blood test that will predict whether you'll get Alzheimer's and when. But I think this is still needs a lot of testing and fine-tuning where it will really be reliable, but it's definitely where we're headed. And we will, in the next few years, probably 5 years, have a test like this that is ready for prime time and ready to go. But even the authors of this breakthrough acknowledge that there still is testing that's needed to be done so the reliability can be improved and improved, because thinking about these results, if there's a fractional chance, a significant fraction, that they're wrong, it could be very devastating and have a great negative impact on one's life. So you have to walk down this road as a potential client very cautiously.
Yeah. It's good to be optimistic, but hold your hat. Or hold on to your hat.
But this is where I think it's worth talking about now. Not that we're recommending going out and getting this test so you can see, so your crystal ball will be there, but just realizing that this is the future of medicine, and we're not yet ready to have this as a routine way of proceeding, but we're beginning to scratch the surface with some diseases. We're a little further ahead, but this is where it's all heading.
Yeah. All right. More understanding of what's going on in the world of health and how it impacts you. That's what this is all about. Good Day Health at 43 past the hour.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Today we're joined by award-winning chef and restaurateur Chef Seamus Mullen, who's here to share his tips and tricks for creating restaurant-quality recipes at home any night of the week. So tell the chef, what are your top tips and recipes that'll turn at-home chefs into cooking pros?
It's always to start with fresh, high-quality ingredients, especially when it comes to protein. And if you've ever been to any one of my restaurants, you know that I love to cook with pork. Pork is just an incredible, incredible ingredient to cook with. My go-to is Smithfield Prime Fresh Pork because it's all natural, it's hand-trimmed, and it's really a great, great ingredient to cook with.
So do you have a recipe you could share with us right now?
So I've got a bunch of different recipes I put together here. I've got pork chops that are maple mustard glazed pork chop with braised mushrooms. And we're right in grilling season right now, so one of my favorite things to do is just to grill some simple pork steaks. I've got grilled pork steaks with tomato and olive relish.
Sounds fantastic. Where can we go for more information and to get all these great recipes?
For all these recipes and a complete list of all the Prime Chef partners, you can go to smithfield.com/primechefs.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with a focus on Legionnaires' disease. My heavens, we haven't talked about Legionnaires' disease as a public conversation for years, but there's a rise in the problem among newborn babies. Cases of this disease have been documented at hotels and gyms, even at medical facilities. This recent report from the Center for Disease Control finds that even newborns are being infected. These circumstances present themselves after water births. A couple of cases in Arizona, babies born in-home, in the tub, have contracted the disease. If you don't know what Legionnaires' disease is, it's a bacterial form of pneumonia. Symptoms include fever, chills, cough, headaches. Remember back in 1976, those of you who are around, Convention of the American Legion in Philadelphia, the hotel is where this thing spread through water and the air ducts in the hotel. In the first case in Arizona, the infant was delivered by a midwife in a new birthing tub that had been cleaned with vinegar and filled with tap water. Baby was born within an hour of the mother getting into the tub. Seemed fine at first, but the next day the infant was taken to the emergency room with difficulty breathing. The baby tested positive for this bacteria. In the second case, the infant was delivered at home again. The mother had rented a jacuzzi, filled it with tap water, which she kept at 98 degrees before delivering. 3 days after the birth, the infant developed a 101-degree fever that persisted. Results tested positive for Legionnaires again. In both cases, the Department of Health found numerous gaps in infection prevention for water births, noting that tap water itself is not sterile and that the bacteria can grow in plumbing systems. A word to the wise is sufficient, especially if you're going to birth at home in a tub. All right, let's see, 45 after the hour, there's a potentially deadly fungus floating around. This gets to those people who wonder about going to the hospital. Is it the unsafest when you get down to brass tacks? There is this candida thing.
Candida.
Candida, is that how you pronounce it? It's a yeast infection.
Exactly.
Fungal infection. So what's going on? When you send people to the hospital to have their heart or whatever checked out, you send them there with confidence, thinking they're not going to be worse off when they come out than they were when they went in. But sometimes when you get stuff like what I thought at first this was about MRSA, which is another one of these sort of fungal things. Once it gets into your bloodstream, woo, serious illness and then some. But this is something new, apparently, Ken.
Well, hospitalized patients and fungal infections is a concern, and you need to know the hospital, not only the doctor, but you need to know the hospital that you're going into and how aggressive they are at surveilling for these issues. And the good hospitals have strong, active committees, Doug, that are constantly looking at the hospital and how they can prevent hospital-acquired infections. And there's a number of things that you can pick up if the hospital is not doing a good job in the hospital. And, you know, this is just one of them. And you just, you know, make sure anyone, general things, you know, just to prevent all this, you know, just make sure that you keep your own hands clean. Make sure that anyone who touches you washes their hands. And just make sure that you speak up if you have any concerns about this and let the people in the hospital describe to you what they're doing to limit infections. It's best to find out this before you go in the hospital.
Yeah. I think it's pretty depressing when you think about it, the darkness that could prevail in hospitals.
See, one of the problems is when you go in the hospital, your immune system is so weakened.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then in the hospital, it is a cookbook for all these bugs. Yeah. And you're just bringing the person who is susceptible to the source of all these things. So you have to be careful, and you have to make sure that the people who work there are careful, because that's where much of it gets spread from the hospital employees. And if they are very vigilant about gowning, gloving, washing, especially washing those hands, you know, this all can be prevented.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. Now, there's another thing. We got about a minute here before we have to pause again. The conditions at some of the immigration detention facilities sound like the things that we're describing at in the hospitals. The ICE people have a detention facility in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, and the report alleges that food has been mishandled and that their safety and their well-being is being compromised. And I can't help but think the same thing as a hospital. You get all these people in there. God knows what they have for diseases or anything else. So why would it be a healthy place? And secondly, if you're here illegally, why should you expect to go into some place that's healthy? I think that sounds a little snide, but it's really how I feel. So is this a concern? Why is there some concern about this?
Well, this is an obvious health concern, and And, you know, it, wherever you go, you know, you go to the health club, the gym.
Yeah, I wonder about the why.
The same thing. It all depends on what the facility is doing. You know, there's spoiled food, there's mildew showers, the stalls, the garbage in the cells, broken phones. You know, all of these things can, if you don't have housekeeping, and people, you know, doing the right thing, it's all a matter of how these things are managed.
Yeah, it's what is the old buyer beware? It applies to this as well as anything else, I guess.
I mean, it's right? Got refrigerators full of food. All these things. Anytime you put people together, you have to be worrying about public health.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken, 10 before the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the program, who is here every week at this time to review some of the important medical work that's being done and reported on in the journals. So let's get to a couple of our stories brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats, by the way. Ken will talk to you about that. There's a new approval from the new FDA, or is it, Ken? Is under the new administration the FDA different yet, or does it take a while to change the culture? Before we talk about this specific approval, what about the culture at the FDA? What do you think is going on? Is it different yet, or will it be different?
Yeah, there's new leadership. There definitely is a new tone there, and they've already released a new drug pretty quickly. The FDA approved a new drug for Parkinson's disease. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease, Doug, it's a movement disorder, worsens over time. About 50,000 Americans are diagnosed with it each year, and about 1 million have the neurologic disorder. Most patients are over age 60. Zydago, also called sulfinamide, the scientific name.
Glad to hear that.
These are pills.
It makes it so much easier to understand. Instead of Zydago, it's safinamide. Yes, that makes sense.
Well, you know, every drug has a brand and a scientific name, so, you know, don't ask me how they came up with these names, but that's what they're using. It was approved as an add-on treatment for people taking the usual drugs we prescribe for Parkinson's, levodopa, carbidopa, and they're experiencing what doctors call off episodes. These are periods when medication's effectiveness wanes, leading to a rise in symptoms such as tremor and difficulty walking. Where do you think Zydeco is made?
I have the slightest idea. Mexico?
Italy. Neuron Pharmaceuticals.
Really? And then, so, but anybody, whether it's foreign or domestic, they still have to get approval here in our country to sell it in this country.
Absolutely.
Do other countries, to turn it around, if we made a drug here and it was to be sold in Italy, do they have a comparable board to the FDA, or do they just take our FDA's approval and say, okay, the Americans say it's okay, you can buy it here in Italy too?
Depends on the country. The Europeans have their own equivalent to the FDA.
Uh-huh. And are they as critical, or are they better and worse? How would you say they are in action terms?
It's unpredictable. There are things that are approved by the FDA in Europe that are for Europe, but not here, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be a little bit quicker than we are in the past, but who knows with the new leadership.
Right. All right, there's a pill that may protect people against some cancers that's being reported. What's that story?
Well, that is the old birth control pill, the
really?
Pill. And this is a report, American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. We all have kids who are thinking about birth control, or have you been on birth control in the past? Here's a study that applies to everybody who's ever thought or been on it. Women who take birth control pills should be reassured by a new study, Doug, that shows that they are not putting themselves at a higher risk of cancer. In fact, the pill may protect women against some cancers. This is a whopping study, followed over 46,000 women for up to 44 years. This is when the pill was first being used and approved by the FDA in America. So taking the pill led to a 19% lower risk of colorectal cancer, a 34% lower risk of uterine cancer, a 33% lower risk of ovarian cancer. Also, these protective effects, Doug, were shown to last for at least 30 years after taking the pill. The study found current and recent users of the pill had a 4% increased risk of breast and cervical cancers, mm-hmm. but that appeared to be lost within approximately 5 years of stopping oral contraception and did not go back up over time. Using the pill during reproductive years does not produce new cancer risks for women later in life when cancers become more common in the population as a whole. So a little reassuring information.
Yeah. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks that bring you Superbeats, the secret to helping support healthy circulation. Ken is a cardiologist. He knows how important it is to have healthy blood pressure levels, and that's why he recommends that you take Superbeats. Works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. It's great tasting. And if you order now at 800-655-4183, you'll get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three, plus the book Beat the Odds. That's at 800-655-4183 to keep your blood pressure where it needs to be.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.